The architectural study was commissioned to see if it was even feasible to reopen the old Opera House, which has been shuttered since 1986. Greg Wright is the board president of the Fox on Main nonprofit corporation.
Very positive news. There are a couple of things we know that we need to fix, but in general, the building's in good shape. It was good construction back in 1894 and has been taken care of pretty well since then.
Wright says the Fox needs a new roof, including the replacement of one of its main supports. He is also hoping to rebuild the backstage, which is now possible because the city demolished part of the downtown mall.
When the mall was built in Stevens Point in the 80s, they did take off the backstage area. So while we do have the original footprint of the 1894 building, there's no backstage area, there's no dressing rooms, there's no rigging. So we know that we have to do some of that stuff as well.
Greg Wright says the positives include balcony seating, an original plaster ceiling, and good acoustics. He says the Fox could mean $5 to $10 million in revenue generated every year in downtown Stevens Point.
When it was originally built in 1894, it was the place the city went for everything, the heart and soul of entertainment in the community. So that's really what we're trying to reclaim. It will be a, you know, not just an entertainment venue, but a real civic space, a community center. We've been using the phrase a community living room.
The next steps for the Fox Theater are architectural design studies followed by a community fundraising drive. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.